Tuesday night or of Lov Adar. So we were talking about being Mazik from the text in Kashkurim and the Makar from the Gemara in Sukkah. Not all the Rishonim learned the Gemara in Sukkah that way, by the way. It doesn't mean that the Gedolim take the Ulav and the Sregim from the Ketanim. It means that the Ketanim take them from each other. But in general, there is a psak, a consensus, call it, among at least the Ramah, no, Shulchan Aruch not, but in the Ramah passed a few times in Shulchan Aruch and Chanishin and Aruch Haim, that if you damage something in the course of a celebration, Mitzvah Simcha, you potur again. It's not a magical potur. It probably is because that's the derech, and it's considered that it's moichel, because they know this is going to go on. They go on. Taylor about it doesn't feel that it was done intentionally, and it was masked as merrymaking. The pot only if it's not intentional. But if you intended to, and then if you intended to be mazik, the diyun is if you're mazik mitoich simcha, but you don't intend to be mazik. But if you intend to be mazik, then they are mechayiv you to pay, even if you're doing it for merriment. But that's not an excuse to intentionally be mazik on one. The mechila is only if in the course of merrymaking, person's mazik someone else, but the shogeg unintentionally. There's about physical injury, if that's included in this din. Some say how serious it is. The hulu, there's another issue. Okay, that's my phone calling me. There's another issue of taking something. So someone comes, you know, someone takes something and you need it for Marshall. So is he selling it or not? So again, we use some that's and they're more legal. And here it's intentional, actually, but I guess he didn't intend to steal it from him. You know, it's part of the mission that everybody's invited and everybody's eating. I guess that's what you have to say. Because he didn't intentionally, like, steal it in the sense of, you know, nefarious intention. That's Rechian. Why isn't it called that you intended? Anyway. So that's, but they part of that also, and merely you could, he steals the hot dog if you play, and he makes a bracha, you could say amen, because he's allowed to make a bracha. What? Yeah. I don't know, it's been the consensus of halacha. I'm not aware that the Sfaradim, like, Badafka don't pass me like that. You have to ask them. But there's no like a favorite machlekes as far as I can tell. It's true he doesn't pass them that way, but I'm not aware. Like, it's sort of assumed to be the case. Again, there's a lot of caveats, but that seems to be the halacha pesuka. Maybe I'll have a chance to ask them. The kai will hear. Okay, we're in Chalodos, and he's talking about. He's talking about the Yitzhara trying to tell you that you're not really in control of your life, and you are the way you are, and when it comes to Inyani Olam Hazeh, this is what we're up to, he turns it around. You know, people really have it backwards, most people. Your average person. When it comes to Gashmius think of things, when it comes to Olam Hazeh things, when it comes to making money and health, people feel they're in control, and they feel they don't say the words Koichavetz Miyadi, because by now they know that Koichavetz Miyadi is like a beard phrase. But they think that they're in control, and it's up to them. And when it comes to Ruchnius think of things, they're willing to like let it go, and Hashem will take care of it and make things work out. And really it's the other way around, right? So here also the Yitzhar tries to tell you that you are the way you are and you can't change. But when it comes to Olam Hazeh, Vimra Oischa, Isastik Vimaisi Minyonim Olam Hazeh Vasokov, Yom Elucha, don't be lazy, you gotta, you know, early to bed, early to rise, you gotta be cracking. Yizurman Ohatzel Vahrifion Valtismo Chalzulascha, don't rely on someone else to do it for you. Kiatova Harabi Choltacha, he says, it's up to you if you're going to be a success or if you're going to be a failure. Asay v'han, b'yicholtach ha'maisa v'hanocha b'kochacha, success and lack of success is up to you. Ishtadu b'kol chacho, trach b'cho yichol t'cho, tagia al masha t'save, v'tanugi al mazev, v'izor mersibus apagom haram, b'chol kol chacho. You see, people, right, they feel their health is in their hands, their rechush is in their hands, and you see, they go like very, very, they have very, a lot of things that they do in order to keep up, whether it's they're going to an exercise club, and they like very religiously. And other things that are more ruchniastic, they tend to, people in general, tend to let it go. And they don't put all those koiches into it. And that's what the Chavavavavas here is describing. Timolate, so he really pulls a switcheroo here. Pam behechrich ubegzeira, when it comes to ruchniyistic things. Upam betzedek ubebechira. He says it's in your hands. It's in your hands. How healthy you're going to be? How long you're going to live? How much money you're going to have? If you mashe yeruthal lefatoschol rabus yodecha. So we, because, and really, if you catch him, he's really contradicting himself. How much is in your hands or not? The antikats v'tikin alipcha mashomer b'shenu zechonim levracha kol b'deshmaim chutz miyirishamayim. So then, other rabbi, then you'll know the score. You'll know which way the stira, so to speak, exists, but it exists the other way. And we don't look at it as a stira. We look at it as a fulfillment of the Chazal kol b'deshmaim chutz miyirishamayim. So tishtadol binyoni haTorah, because it's up to you, Taka. Tishtadlus mishin is bar, lo kiv mayis avir lo gemul v'onesh. Not only is it up to you, but the schar v'onesh awaiting you. Veishama kipol adam mishalom lo yikarachish yam tziyenu. V'tisnaik binyoni haolam, it's olam hazeh, minag mishin is bar, lo ki kesher kol tenu osu v'shapchus inyonav, all everything he's rushing around to do, which is obligatory to the extent of being what we call ishtadlus. And that, though, is b'gzeres ha-bor yisala, how successful you'll be and how much you'll have out of it is b'gzeres Hashem. And you're just going through the motions. V'hu boteach ola b'kula b'mashlech yovol Hashem. V'shalom ha-lachel Hashem yovcha. So the anomaly exists, but the way it exists in truth is that there's Hechrech and Zeres Hashem and all of Hazeh things, and we are just going through the motions because Hashem demands that we do it, what we call Ishtadlus. It's a demand of Hashem that we do that. And when it comes to Ruchmius, of course, we're holding by you create your own, you create who you are. You can't look at anybody else and point a finger anywhere else. Okay. Welcome.